Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
The excitement of grabbing an amazing deal and an amazing refinance and an amazing property and coming out with an $80,000 surplus and taking a trip on a vacation and not worrying about anything because you just cashed in huge on that last deal and you can just go crazy. That's pretty exciting too. So,
quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Hello, Best Ever listeners, and welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Theo Hicks, and today we'll be speaking with Adrian Pinozzo. Adrian, how are you doing today?
Awesome, Theo. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for joining us. Looking forward to our conversation and learning more about you and what you've been up to. So Adrian is a full-time realtor and investor with 10 years of experience. His portfolio consists of 54 properties totaling 212 units, and he also has two commercial properties. He is based in Ontario, Canada, and his website is investwithepc.com. So Adrian, do you mind telling us some more about your background and what you're focused on today?
Yeah, so 10 years ago, I started buying rental properties because I wanted to subsidize my pension. I was a police officer here in Canada. And just as I hit my 10-year mark, I was starting to think, well, when I retire, what am I going to do to subsidize my pension and try and live the same lifestyle I'm living with a full salary or police salary at the time? So I started to think steps ahead and thought, okay, well, you know what? Investing in real estate seems like a pretty good way to create some passive income, not only for when I started, but obviously my goal was to retire after I put my 30 years in on the police department and then have my passive income from my rental properties, maybe one or two, to kind of live the same lifestyle. So ultimately, I started buying them 10 years into my career, and it got quite addictive and things went well for us. So we started out with a home equity line of credit here in Canada is what we call it. So we borrowed on the equity in our home and we used that line of credit to start to purchase our rental properties. And about 5-6 years in, we were leveraged to the max with respect to our lending power. And as a result of that, we started to branch out and joint venture partnerships with other like-minded investors in order to continue to grow our portfolio of properties. All this was happening behind the scenes of me going to work every day being a police officer. Nonetheless, just like I said, a short time into real estate investing, 10 years had passed by, and I was able to retire early from the police department and just focus on continuing to build our portfolio and create joint venture partnerships with other investors and obviously cash flow through various rental properties and so on and so on. And like you mentioned in the introduction there, Theo, what started out as a thought of, well, I'll have one or two rental properties, essentially plateaued or became very lucrative. And like you mentioned, we have 54 properties and over 200 units all here in Canada currently. Mm-hmm. So it kind of spiraled where I never thought it would. And that was just obviously making the right choices and the power of real estate and how that helped me retire at a young age from the police force.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And a couple things that I want to focus on would be the retiring early aspect and the transitioning from doing the deals on your own to doing them with partners. But before that, do you mind just kind of walking us through in a little bit more detail what your business plan is? And then I guess that's assuming it's been the same thing. And if not, maybe how your business plan has evolved and not like how you're buying them, but what you're buying and what you're doing after you buy.
So our business model is to create joint venture partnerships and buy distressed multifamily apartment buildings, 6 units, 8 units, 10 units, purpose-built buildings here in Canada that need a lot of work. And we incorporate the well-known BRRRR strategy, the buy, renovate, refinance, and rent strategy here in Canada with our business model. And we've been very successful in essentially getting our joint venture business partners 80%+ return on their money because we extract most, if not all, of the initial capital invested in the project through the refinance process once we're in a position and we've turned that building around after renovations, putting in the new tenants, the new rents, so on and so forth. As the BRRRR strategy works, we're successful in creating those kind of returns because we're getting most, if not all, that capital out on the back end.
We'll get back to the show in just 2 minutes, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. One of the hardest tasks to balance while scaling your real estate investing business is accounting. Well, realestateaccounting.co takes care of the numbers for you so you can grow your business and revenue. REA helps property managers and investors save time and money by automating back office, financial, admin, and accounting. Starting is quick and seamless, from accounts payable to reconciliations, taxes, and reporting. Go to realestateaccounting.co/best ever to find out how REA clients save on average 30% by leveraging their accounting services versus hiring in-house. With CPAs on staff and being owner-operators themselves, REA knows the challenges of your growing real estate business. Try it risk-free at realestateaccounting.co/best ever. And remember to mention the Best Ever Podcast sent you to receive up to $1,800 towards onboarding and services. That's realestateaccounting.co/best ever. If you're not sure where to start investing or need help taking the next step, mentorship and coaching is one of the best ways to get going. Think Multifamily is a leading apartment acquisition and education company who provides true one-on-one coaching to help you invest for your family's future. Their servant leadership approach will guide you to successfully scale your real estate business or assist you to diversify your investments in multifamily. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how they help working professionals just like you transform their future through partnering and community. In fact, the majority of real estate investors who partner with Think Multifamily get involved in a general partnership within 6 months. thinkmultifamily.com/coaching highlights the partnerships, joint ventures, and resources all available through the coaching program. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how to become a member and get involved.
Maybe walk us through, if you can, what the thought process was like when you decided to transition from the HELOC strategy to partnering. Was it something where it's like, well, I don't have a choice, I have to start partnering with people, or I can't buy any more deals? And I guess, why specifically did you decide a JV? Why not raise money or go hard money or something? why did you decide to go with the JVs?
I built this knowledge up in the real estate market, in the industry when I was on the police department, and networking, obviously, with colleagues in the police department. They were showing a lot of interest to get involved in real estate, and a lot of them didn't have the knowledge to do that. And then segueing from after retiring and being on various different podcasts and shows or whatnot, and networking with like-minded investors, we built a system in Canada where we have everything under our roof to achieve these results. So we decided to just go in that direction and share our knowledge in the industry and how we're getting these results and bringing other people on board to do that. Does that kind of answer your question?
Yeah, 100%. So what types of qualifications do you have before you JV with someone? Is it just anyone? As long as they have the money, you're good to go? Or is there a little bit more to that than just the having the money or having the knowledge that you need? Are you looking for a particular personality type? Are you doing an interview process? What does that look like?
So we're looking for people that are more long-term hold kind of investors as opposed to flippers, or they want to flip a property within 6 months. We're more of long-term hold, so generational wealth, if you will. So we're looking for investors that are committed to at least a minimum of a five-year hold. That being said, typically we're turning these buildings around after a year. So we're buying these buildings, we're renovating them, refinancing them anywhere between a year to a year and a half, and we're extracting our capital and we're moving on to the next acquisition. And then we're holding those buildings. We're obviously tenanting them and we're holding them, like I said, for a minimum of five. And we're still cash flowing and we're still obviously getting those great returns because we have very little capital in these deals whatsoever. So a minimum, typically money out within a year and a half, and then a minimum of a five-year hold is what we're looking to achieve.
Do people invest in their deals? You said it's an 80% return. So do they get their capital back, but they continue to get a return ongoingly? Or I guess, how do the people get paid who invest in your deal? How's the compensation structure set up?
So we're forcing that equity through the refinance, through the renos and whatnot, and then the refinance, you're getting your capital back. And then above and beyond that, the property is still cash flowing. We obviously have debt pay down because the tenants are paying down our principal on our debt, on our loan, on our mortgage. And historically here in Canada, a lot of the cities we're investing in, they're passively appreciating in value. The cities themselves, the real estate in those cities are passively appreciating anywhere between 10, 15, 20% per annum. So when you factor in, you have very little to no capital in the deal. You have debt pay down. You have passive appreciation on that acquisition. It's rinse and repeat over the term that you're holding that property. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So say I invest $100,000 into a deal. And then after year one, I get $100,000 back. And then you're saying that you're continuously refinancing and distributing more capital to people?
No, you got all your capital out. You got all your capital out. So now you have no money in this deal. You still own the house or the building, for example. You're still cash flowing. You still have debt pay down. You still have passive appreciation year after year after year. And you have no funds in the acquisition. So essentially, when you look at it like that, it's almost equivalent to infinite return on your investment because you have very little to no money left in the deal. Yeah. And yet, all these things are still happening behind the scenes with very little to no capital left in the deal.
So I get my money back, right? I have no money in the deal whatsoever. These extra things you're talking about, the cash flow that's happening, the profits from sale, how is that distributed? Is it 50-50 between you and the JV?
Yes, that's 50-50.
Okay, 50-50. Okay, perfect. So then the other thing I wanted to talk about was retiring early, right? So a lot of people get into real estate because they want to leave their full-time job. They want to retire early and either live off of the passive income or make real estate a full-time job. So you've obviously did that. You're able to retire early. You said you kind of didn't expect to, but it ended up working out for you. So what advice would you have to people who want to do what you did, that want to get into real estate and either through passive income or through creating an active business, they can retire? What advice do you have for them?
Think abundance, first and foremost. I kind of fluked it off, but I would definitely say mindset, first off, is a very powerful tool. Secondly, surround yourself with a very strong power team. when you're getting into these bigger deals and her strategy and whatnot, people that you surround yourself that are on your team, I think are super, super, super important, because that could save you not only hundreds of thousands of dollars, but a lot of time as well, because you can bank on the fact that they have the experience, obviously you don't have. They've made the mistakes and can save you from making some of those mistakes potentially and expedite the process a bit. Think abundance and a very, very strong power team is right from your realtor to your contractor, to your real estate agent, to your business partner or your JV partner. Those people all in that circle are huge factors and will help towards your success.
Well, hopefully I didn't get ahead of myself and you didn't just answer the money question, but if you did, that's okay. But what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
We kind of touched on it, but yeah, strong, strong, strong power team that you're getting into business with. Everybody's got to bring something to the table that can help achieve those results and the success. And again, I'm a big fan. My best advice, I love the Burr strategy. In my opinion, if you have the knowledge, your market center that you're investing in, and you have the right people in your corner, the Burr strategy, it's a no-brainer. And if you can buy a property, renovate that property, refinance that property, rent it, and have zero to very, very little capital in the game, it's a no-brainer. Your return is almost endless at the end of the day. So strategy-wise, Burr strategy all day long for us.
Yeah, what's really cool about that Burr strategy is that, you know, someone could technically, as you kind of said, rinse and repeat the same capital indefinitely, yeah. Right? Like I can grind, save up 50 grand, and then do the Burr strategy once, pull that 50 grand out again, but still have the property, and then do the exact same thing over and over and over again. That's why I thought it's really cool about that, is that it's very low barrier of entry. Okay, Adrian, are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Absolutely.
Okay, but first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Mark your calendars for the Best Ever Conference, February 24th through 26th, back in person at the Gaylord Rockies Convention Center. Join the experienced community and phenomenal speakers for a weekend of learning the best commercial real estate strategies, building relationships, and quite frankly, having fun. As a bonus, once you purchase your ticket, you are put into a mini mastermind group of 8 to start making connections with other commercial real estate investors immediately. Get the lowest prices right now at BEC2022.com. That's BEC2022.com.
Okay, Adrian, what is the best ever book you've recently read?
Grant Cardone, Be Obsessed or Be Average.
If your business were to collapse today, what would you do next?
I'd get on a plane and go to the Caribbean and live La Vida Loca.
Tell us about a time you lost money on one of your deals, how much you lost, and what lesson you learned.
It was a buy, renovate, refinance project. It was one of the very first ones we did 5 years ago, so I didn't have much knowledge. And everybody's got a horror story about a general contractor construction. We hired the wrong contractor who essentially never showed up. When he did show up, he only came for one day. He kept squeezing us for more money. Mm. And we ended up probably losing around $30,000, which isn't much at the end of the day. But back then when we started, it was a lot more than it is now. But yeah, we lost $30,000. We had to hire another contractor, bring them in, pick up where we left off and all this jazz. So it was a little bit of a frustrating, not a good experience.
And on the flip side, tell us about the best ever deal you've done.
About 8 months ago, we refinanced one of our fourplexes here in Canada, and we were able to extract all of our money. Plus, we had a surplus over and above extracting all of our money of $80,000.
Nice.
So ultimately, we got a paycheck for 80 grand to essentially own a multifamily fourplex.
What is the best ever way you like to give back?
Education and giving advice to people in the investment world, in the real estate world. I've been fortunate to be successful in it. It's not brain science, but if I can help people just by giving them some tidbits of advice and maybe steer them down the right direction. And I think that speaks to my character too, obviously being a former police officer and just being out there on the street helping people in times of crisis. It just speaks to my overall character.
I'm going to add in an extra question. What's more exciting, being a police officer or investing in real estate?
Two completely different types of excitement. There was a lot of adrenaline rushes with policing. You're up and you're down and you're running into doing search warrants on different properties and whatnot. That's a whole kind of excitement. And then the excitement of grabbing an amazing deal and an amazing refinance and an amazing property and coming out with an $80,000 surplus and taking a trip on a vacation and not worrying about anything because you just cashed in huge on that last deal and you could just go crazy. That's pretty exciting too. So that's a tough question. Both equally exciting, depending on what stage you are in your career, I would say.
Sure. Adrian, where can the best of your listeners learn more about you and get in contact with you?
We have a website, www.investwithepc.com, or shoot me an email. My email address is executiveproperties@rogers.com. Love to hear from you. Shoot me an email and connect.
All right, Adrian. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and providing us with your best ever advice. We talked about your business plan, the BRRRR strategy, and how you're able to buy distressed multifamily properties with joint venture partners and ultimately get around an 80% return to those JVs because of the refinances. And then the other benefits you talked about of the debt pay down, plus the natural appreciation in the market, and then the ongoing cash flow, of course. We talked about how you select your JV partners. And we also talked about some tips on how to retire early. And then your best ever advice was that strong team, making sure everyone on the team brings something to the table. And these include your realtor, your contractor, and your JV partners. Everyone on the team needs to be strong, needs to bring something to the table. And then obviously your best ever advice was also that the BRRRR strategy. We talked about your best deal where you essentially got paid $80,000 for a fourplex. So I like the way that you positioned it. Adrian, thank you again so much for joining us. Best ever listeners, as always, thank you for listening. Have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.